4 Charlie Echo Foxtrot, radio test.
We're Oscar India Mike. The name's Walt. I'm up here on Lake Bowen in Inman, and you are crystal clear. Full quieting, sounding good.
This is Andrew, right down the road from you. I just got my old, what is this thing, FTM 7250, something like that. I got it set back up. I tried to reprogram his channels, make sure the Caesar's head was still working.
You to it, you're getting into it good. So how's your day went today?
Walt, just sitting on the couch relaxing now. How was yours?
I just moved up here. My daughter bought this place up here about 3 months ago, and I've got a 32-foot camper that I've got my shack in, and when we moved in, I just threw two pieces of pipe together and my 2-meter ground plane. You're talking about redneck. It was just leaning up against my camper. I finally got nerve up enough today to get up on top of the camper with a electric pole saw and cut the limbs back, and finally got it set and level and bolted to the camper. So it's been a pretty good day today, but I got a lot accomplished.
Like a pretty productive day. Yeah, you got some stuff done, which, yeah, you got to do what you got to do to get by until you can get a good setup going.
The Cush Crab Tri-Bander out here, 2015 and 10-meter beam. I've had it over a year now, disassembled. And I've got a tripod, and I got my rotator, and all my cable and everything, and trying to get my two nephews out of bed early enough one morning to go up here and help me put it up. But I've been enjoying working HF here lately. So here a couple of weeks ago, the standing wave went up on my HF rig and I couldn't figure it out. And I went out there and dropped the 5-band fan dipole down, and the ballam was slammed full of water. And I just went ahead and ordered me another 80-meter, 40-meter fan dipole and got it up where I can work some HF now. Are you a general where you're able to work HF?
And I got a, worked off a off-center fed dipole to start with, and now I've got up my M-fed half-wave. I got it. Talking about redneck, it runs from like the corner of my house all the way to the tree in the backyard. The only thing is, it's just small enough you can't hardly see it unless the light hits it just right. But I left one little piece of electrical tape on it, so marking how many feet each section was, and you can still see that little piece. I figure it'll be fine.
We don't have a HOA. And I've got a lot of tall oak trees out here to put one up. And I think I've been thinking about building me a beverage antenna for receiving, because I-26 is right in the backyard. Well, it's, I'd say, a good 500 feet away. All I have to do is jump that fence and pull my beverage underneath it and stick it out across that field. They'd never know it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the same way it is where I live. We don't have an HOA right here, which I'm good. I'm glad to don't have to worry about that mess. But, man, I tell you what, I don't know if you had the same problem I do. I don't, like I said, you've only been up here a couple months. But, man, last year, 40 meters was great. And then I don't know what happened around here. I don't know if we got an electrical box somewhere, kind of down near the dump or something. But, man, it tears my 40 meters up. I can't hardly do anything on it. There's so many birdies everywhere. It's just crazy. I've been waiting on the MFJ phase box to come in, but of course it's affected by everything else right now.
According to what I've been seeing on the internet and all, I don't know what's going on with MFJ. Hey, people done ordered and paid for equipment and they're not getting it. They can't get MFJ to answer the phone. But I've I've always got good service out of MFG. And I heard on the internet the other day that Kenwood is getting out of the amateur radio business. Have you heard anything about that?
Heard anything about that, which I don't have really any Kenwood products that I use for HF. Mine's all Yaesu or ICOM and like a TYT-DMR, but that's about it. I mean, I know Kenwood makes nice products, but I don't have any, so I hadn't really followed anything about that.
I used to own nothing but Kenwood, and I ended up getting Lightning took me out a couple of years ago, and I ended up with a Kenwood, and then I bought this Kenwood FT950 from a friend of mine I talked to on the radio out in Indiana, and he's a big-time contester, and he gave me a good price on this thing, and I couldn't wait to get on PayPal and pay him for it, but it's got a lot of menus in it, and I'm still learning them, but, man, that thing will talk.
Dang, man, I've never had any older radios. My first HF was the 7100, but I didn't like it because it didn't have the waterfall, so I bought the 7300, and, yeah, it's taken me a while to get used to the menus and buttons and what everything does, and I still probably don't know half of it, but, you know, I get by right now.
It was a Holocrafter SX99 receiver and an old Johnson Viking transmitter. That transmitter weighed, I know, 100 to 120 pounds. Man, that thing was heavy. But I've been telling everybody on the radio I've been a ham for 33 years. And I was up there the other night talking to my daughter about how long I'd been a ham, and she said, "Daddy, let me count back." She said, "You've been a ham for coming this August. I've been a ham for 43 years.
Well, pretty amazing right there. Shoot, I've only had my license over a year now. Yeah, and I've had my general coming up on a year in June, I think it is. So, I mean, I should have got it a long time ago, but finally I just... Something told me to get it, so I went and got my technicians down there at the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club when they were doing it at Drayton Fire Department. So I'm glad I did. It's been a good one. I still got to get myself to key up the radio and talk on it, but usually when I do, I end up talking to somebody good, just like we've had this good conversation this evening.
I just got my novice ticket. You had to know 5 words a minute in Morse code. I learned that, passed the test, and I said, "I'll never use it again." But at the time, the only portion of the bands you had to do phone was between 2,300 and 2,500 megacycles on 10 meters. And I got into the CW part, and I kept my novice license for 39 years. I finally went to Greenville to the Red Cross building and took my technician test. Never had studied nothing for it. I went over there and passed it, and I went back the next month and got my general. And I didn't know what I'd been missing till I got my general and got on HF.
Shoot, I'm still working at Morse code. It's rough. It's rough to get down. Now, how y'all did it when you had to pass the test, but I probably would have never. I don't know if I'd ever got my novice or technicians or whatnot had it still had it, but it's been rough to try to even get up towards 5 words a minute, and I still catch myself going back and trying to catch, you know, the letters I miss and everything else. It's been a painful battle for me to try to learn, but it's been fun. I just got to buckle down and get to it. I'm thinking about ordering me a bug, because right now I just use my straight key, but I haven't actually tried to do any more conversations for a while, because I took a break to get my general, but right now I'm just trying to buckle down and study it again. This is KO4CEF, Roddy.
Oh, I am. Well, I read something the other day where they was talking about learning Morse code. The best way to learn it is with a paddle. I've got a venture paddle here that I use, And then I got a Black Widow paddle here that I got. Then I got a Red Rider straight key, and then an Old Navy straight key. But I use the Venture more than anything. But I was mic shy. I did not want to get on the radio and talk. Then back in, I believe it was January, Miss Karen, they called the Tuesday Night Net. Her radio went down and she couldn't call the net anymore. And I just went ahead and got in touch with Dave, W4DJW, and said, I'll give it a try. If that will get you over my fright, believe me. But I enjoy calling the net now on Tuesday night.
I pondered that myself because I do suffer from that. And that's kind of what's, you know, got me the digital modes and wanting to learn Morse code early on. But I still didn't get that part of it down. But, yeah, South Carolina single sideband net, they had, I think it was Monday night, they didn't have anybody. But I don't know, there's just that little bit of hesitation to want to start volunteering for stuff, just even though I know they need it. You know, it's like, oh, man, I don't know if I can run a net or anything else.
Yesterday, after all these years in ham radio, I've never been a member of a club. I was attending the club meetings in Greer till this COVID thing come around. And I sat here yesterday thinking, man, I use this repeater all the time. I need to contribute. And I went online and joined the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society because it's their repeater. And chipped in my little $25. It's $25 a year the first year, and then after that it's $20. But I'm finally a club member.
Saying that, I'm the same way. Like I said, I got my license. Let's see, it'll be a year that in January that I got my tech. And it was right after that, everything kind of went downhill, everything shut down, so I couldn't try to go to Spartanburg and drive down to Drayton and you know, kind of, because you're living up here now. I mean, you're in Bowling Springs area. The closest clubs you got is like Hendersonville, Shelby, Spartanburg is on the other side of Spartanburg. Everybody's kind of spread out. Nothing's really right here, which is fine, but yeah, I agree with you. I feel the same way. I need to do something, but because it's definitely getting to spend time with people. I mean, talking on the radio, I enjoy it. But at the same time, you know, it'd be nice to sit down and talk to people that actually, you know, play with ham radio or get on ham radio and do different things. I think it'd be really awesome. I haven't got to do that yet since I got my license.
The control operator is a whole new experience. Getting used to them rattling the call off and then their name and their location and a few stop and think. It's like Morse code. If you copy in Morse code and a character comes by that you don't know it right then and you stop and think, you done missed four or five more characters. So some of them are repeated so rapid. I hated to go back and ask them, could you come back with that again? But it don't bother me to slow them down a bit now.
What you mean? That's what I suffer from whenever it comes to trying to copy Morse code. I miss something and I stop dead in my tracks trying to figure out what I heard, and now I'm missing everything else after that. I can understand that completely. I can relate to that.
Do you ever copy W1AW up there in Connecticut? They have code practice Monday through Friday, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it starts at 7 o'clock local time, and it's 5 words per minute, and it's right out of an article in QST Magazine. And then they'll do that for about 15 or 20 minutes. Then I think they go up to 8 words a minute, and they just keep going up faster and faster. I try to tune in about every night. I'm trying to get up to 20 words per minute, but I enjoy the CW.
That I tried it a long time ago, when I was first learning before I started studying for my general, and I was doing good, you know, trying to keep up with him. But yeah, I need to set my schedule up so I remember to do that every evening, because I mean, man, it comes in crystal clear. You don't really have to worry about a whole lot. And I don't know how they do it. They just transmit so well on every band, and I mean, the way they send is perfect. And but yeah, I definitely need to set me a reminder up for that.
$9.50 I got. I can go into the menu on it and go to certain menu and punch it, and it will automatically generate Morse code. It ain't in words, it's just characters and numbers and punctuation marks. And it's got a speed control on it where you can speed it up, slow it down, and then you can turn around and use your straight key or your paddle or whatever and transmit, and it'll record it and then play it back to you what you had sent. And that way you get to hear exactly how you sound on the radio.
Feature. Most time I use apps on my phone or my computer and try that out. Every once in a while I'll turn my radio on. That way it'll make the key, you know, it won't transmit, it won't key up, it'll just make the sounds. And I'll play around with that here and there, but I just got to buckle down and get started on it again.
Hey, look, like I say, I'm just getting my speed up a little more. You'll be able to hit countries and all that you wouldn't dream of. Like 10 watts will do what 100 watts on the phone band, on sideband will do. But I really enjoy the CW. And I think I've talked long enough. I'm going to have to clear out of here and get ready for the net tonight. See what Gary's going to have up for sale. So this is K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final there, Andrew.
Been a pleasure talking to you this evening. Yeah, the kids want to watch a movie on TV, so yeah, I will do the same and wait for the net to start. So you have a good evening, and maybe we'll holler at you another time. You live close enough, you could probably give a holler out on Simplex. If I'm monitoring the radio, I'll try to give you a holler back. But have a great evening. We'll holler at you another time. 73's KO4CES.
NK4OIM. 73's, Andrew.